Yeah. I think you dodged a bullet yesterday, quite frankly, by your coffee chili suicide mission. I think you made it out in one piece.
How's it going?
Great. You look good today.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah. I like to think that I look great, and
I think Chris may have been exaggerating when he said that Trav will have all the big game breakdowns from Sunday, because it's funny. This is actually kind of where I wanted to start today. It's a pretty exciting weekend starting today.
Absolutely.
Right? It is
a
very
big deal. Sometimes we
got to
wait, you know, like, oh, you got to wait till Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you got to wait till Sunday. The big one's on Sunday. 4 o'clock today, 4:30 today.
Yes.
SC. Yeah. And the Lakers, Bucks,
SC, Utah, Pac-12 champ, and it's not just the Pac-12 championship; it's a spot in the Final Four. So it's kind of elevated beyond that. Yeah. There, I think he's got it anyway. But it's also the final push for the Heisman Trophy for Caleb Williams along the way. You've got the Lakers and the Bucks. This is the best team that we'll seen them play in a quite some time, probably all season. Bucks are one of the best teams in the league.
Mm-hmm. And of course, by the way, of course, Chris Middleton's he's ready. Of course.
Hey,
I saw that.
Good to hear
first,
you from
first, I saw this thing from Woj. I saw this thing from Woj, and was this was, I want to say, I was like starting to look at the injury report a couple days ago, whatever case is. And it says targeting Sunday, right?
Uh-huh.
Chris Middleton's targeting Sunday,
uh-huh.
And then of course, report comes out. Yes, no, he's ready for Friday. I'm like, is he? Is 25-5 ready for Friday? Okay, that's great to know. Of course he is.
Well, so you got that, and then very early tomorrow, mm-hmm. you've got USA Netherlands. That the game starts at 7 o'clock.
I forgot actually.
Yeah, did you really?
I swear, I just forgot. We just said that the two big games coming up on Friday.
Yeah,
I forgot. Tomorrow morning is a 7 a.m. first kick for. That's right.
You've
USA
got
Netherlands.
You've got knockout round of the World Cup. USA is alive playing against a team. And I've been, you know, obviously, I'm the soccer expert here in the building.
Yeah,
I think everybody understands
nobody that.
But I thought that maybe I'd go around the building and see if there were, I mean, kind of hard to imagine this would be true, but maybe somebody who knows more about it than I do.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
And the general consensus seems to be is that we have about somewhere between like a 1 in 5 and a 1 in 10 chance of winning this game, which is. That feels like, hey, we got a chance. If you told me 1 in 10, all right.
That's not good.
Why?
I don't know. I thought it was like 1 in 3 or something like that.
Even that. Even better.
1 in 3. Fantastic.
I was afraid.
10 sounds like that.
No, I thought it'd be like 1 in 500. I don't know. Europeans are better at this than we are. And the Netherlands.
Germany's out.
They are. But we didn't knock them out.
No, we did not.
We did not. It's a little different.
Just to confirm, and I don't want to confuse you or anything like that, but I know this is your lane. If we win 2-1 tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
is Mexico back in?
Sure. I mean, look,
Mexico out.
All I care about is if we win or not. Here's the deal. Yeah. If we win, I'm going to be pretty excited. If we lose, I will go right back to where I was about 12 days ago.
10 a.m., you'll still be whistling going for a walk with Susan.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
I'll be fine. But I'm just talking that the tournament ends the second we're out, as far as I'm concerned.
You won't watch anymore?
Not really, no.
Oh, I'll watch.
I won't.
I don't want to make it sound like maybe I was a little aggressive but I will watch.
But
Eight teams left. There's only four games.
I'm going to be a bad guy and quiz you occasionally to see how much you're watching.
Well, it just has to be on the countries that are still left. It can't be anything more specific than that.
No, I think it's going to come down to whether or not you left your TV on that channel when you turn it back on the next day. I think that's going to determine whether or not you're watching. But we've got that tomorrow. We've got a whole Saturday of conference championship games across the board, which could swing the Final Four a million different ways. And then you got Sunday, you got NFL football, and the Rams play at 1 o'clock against the Seahawks.
They got me yesterday. Can I give you just a little breakdown here? What would you have done in this situation? Last couple of days, I've had to call, you know, San Diego. You got the county tax collector. You know, you had one of those. House gets reassessed. I don't know what the hell's going on. Okay.
Oh, I do. They want more money.
They want more money.
Yeah. That's what's going on.
So I have to call the San Diego County treasurer tax collector. Okay. So I tried calling a couple of days ago. I was like, hey, you know, let me show ends. I'm like, all right, let me call. It's about 1:30, something like that.
Perfect time.
I'll call on my way down to Pasadena.
Okay.
Call and it says, you are 26 callers in front of you.
Mm.
Okay, so they give you the number, which I'm a fan. Give me the number. I like that. I'd rather know than I'm completely blind. I have no idea when I'm going. So 26 callers. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not waiting for 26 callers. I'm going to call again tomorrow. Another day goes by, call back. Kind of around same time. 24 callers in front of you.
Moved up two spots.
Tried one time in the morning. 26 callers in front of you. I'm like, I don't think there's a, there's no exit here. I'm, at some point,
you're going to have to lean into it.
At some point, I gotta wait here the entire time. So yesterday, I did Spectrum last night. So I got to drive from Pasadena down to El Segundo, and this is around, let's say 3:30 is when I'm going to go. So I got a good amount of time in the car. Some people like listening to podcasts. Some people like listening to music. Some people like listening to nothing. I did 1 hour of just the on-hold
music?
San Diego County. Yeah, the whole time.
Oof.
Okay, 1 hour of that.
Like, was it the whole elevator Muzak situation?
It was... You couldn't, like, if there's a playlist of Elevate, if there's a playlist for On Hold.
They have it.
They were, like, they're playing the hits. They're playing the hits of that playlist. So, they do the 26 callers. This
That's
is a perfect,
perfect
one. Yeah, that is perfect. And it also drives me crazy at the same time. They do the 26 callers in front of you. 10 minutes goes by. 24 callers in front of you. I'm like, okay.
Ooh, that's not good.
Yeah, I was, like, doing the math here, right? And then another 10 minutes goes by. 24 callers in front of you. I'm like, wait, you can't have the same number. You guys are still talking to the same people, okay? Hey, you know, a little bit more time goes. Get down to 21. Get down to 19. Get down to, you know, then there's like a bump where you go from like 19 to 14. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Whoa, that was...
Five people hung up.
That was five people probably hung up. Then I'm like, let's just get to single digits. I'm kind of starting to set barometers here, right? You know, okay. It's like you're going for a jog. You're like, let's get to the corner.
Sure.
So I get to nine. Traffic's just like staying at nine. It's not going anywhere. I'm already about 45 minutes into my drive, right? And all I got through was about 15,
but you've
16.
Chipped off like 16 names.
I did. Yeah. We, you know, we took off some. I mean, I'm in it for the long run.
Should be able to hold your position and come back tomorrow.
So I get to nine, and then it gets to five, and then it gets to two. You know, I'm getting closer and closer.
If you tell me what I think is going to happen, I'm going
to
lose
You won't
my
have
mind.
To worry about that, but okay. I definitely thought about that a lot. How about the timing of this? It says, you're the next caller, and I'm pulling in the Spectrum. I'm pulling at the same time. So, you know, there's a security guard. There's a gate right there. And it's like, you know, can I help you?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm here for Spectrum Sportsnet. Sounds good. What's your name? Give him my name. And then he's just kind of like, you know, he's asking questions. He's doing what he's doing. But then I got them saying, you're next in line. I got my headphones in, right? Like, I'm trying to pay attention to both. Finally, the guy lets me in. Now I got to deal with, I got to be inside by 5:15. You know, stuff that you got to do.
What time
prep.
Is it?
It is, no joke, it's probably like, let's say 5:05. I'm not kidding either. I'm like, this is literally the window of the time. Okay. When they say you're next, out of all the cues that were out there, where you're 26th or you're 15th or whatever it is, the you're next was the longest one.
Okay.
So I'm like, guys, if I'm next, you told me I was next 12 minutes ago. I should be on here. Finally, I get on. I'm supposed to be inside by 5:15, prepped little kind
Can
of
I
conversation.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Is the Spectrum show live?
Yeah.
It is live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Live at 6.
Okay.
So go live at 6.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. It's like 5:17. I'm outside of Spectrum talking with him, trying to get everything done. Finally got it all done. I don't need to call him back, any of that stuff. And then I just hurry on in there, go do stuff. It was about an hour and 15 minutes total with this that you hear in the background. Also, I can get like a 2-minute conversation solidified and understand what the hell just happened. And then I was in, and then it was like, okay, go handle all your
stuff. I thought for sure the end of this was
I would have
you got disconnected right before the end, or you missed the show or something. Like, I was waiting for the catastrophe. It was a long wait, which sucks. I'm with you, but I was already getting upset on your behalf that
which
something
fair.
Was about to go wrong.
If that had happened, it would have been a much different tone and a much different conversation. The only thing that just kept getting me was the, you're 19th in line.
Okay, let me give you a hypothetical.
10 minutes, you're 19th in line.
It's 5:55.
Uh-huh.
And you're still on the phone with the people from the tax collector.
I'm out, gotta hang up.
Really?
Yeah.
No, not me. Sorry, guys. I'll catch you at the commercial. I'm not going through this nonsense again. It's not happening. You really would have hung up?
What do you want me to tell them?
I've been waiting on hold for 2 hours. I got a tax problem.
Yeah, they're going to say, sounds good. Call 2.5 hours earlier next time.
No. Tell the TV guys. Hey, I'll be there as soon as I can. Wait.
That ain't happening.
Really important.
No. That's why I asked you if it's live. I'm saying I will join you when I can. I can't join you right now. It's got a flat tire. Same thing. There's contingencies.
Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
You're on hold for 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's 9:55, and you're about to go live on air.
I would let you start. If I'd been on hold for 2 hours, you're doing the first segment by yourself. Maybe the second one, too.
I don't think you would.
100%.
I don't think you would. You are way too responsible to say.
That's why I'm not doing it again. That's what I mean. I would do it the one time. I'm not doing that. I would say, Al, I would walk in here and say, listen, I've been on hold for 2 hours. I'll get here when I can
get
here.
Well, that one's a lot easier because at least we all know each other.
You know those guys.
I'm going on there once a month with these guys.
They paying you a lot of money?
Let me tell you something. There was definitely moments there. I'm like,
of course. I have no sympathy for you all of a sudden.
But there were moments there where I'm saying to myself, I'm like, of course.
Geeter, listen, man.
Hour and a half.
I'll be there in a second.
Allie yesterday.
Allie, I'll be there as quickly as I can. I really appreciate you guys working with me here, but I'm not hanging up this bleeping phone. It's not happening.
Oh, I was hanging up that bleeping phone. Got it done. Only took four hours to get it done.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you can't hang up. You've already spent 4 hours of your life on this.
How funny is that?
You would have to go all the way to the back of the line.
Oh, and it closed.
For what? One segment of Laker stuff?
And you'll
be all right.
It closed at 4:30, so I was already in the queue.
I
was in.
It's like Disneyland. Once you're in the line, you're going to get on the ride.
I was in.
For one segment?
Unbelievable.
Come on, man. Come on. 4 hours.
Call back another hour and a half.
I believe you. That's what bothers me so much. I definitely
believe you. Would they still be open in an hour and a half? Like, that's the thing, too. It's like, wouldn't that be close?
No, I'd have to go back in the morning.
And you'd go back to the start of the queue. Yep. You'd go back to, what, 24th? Is that where you started?
26th.
26th. My bad.
The most frustrating was...
They only have one guy working in that office? What's going on?
I think they only have one.
Would you rather them not tell you what place you were?
I want to know where I'm at.
I'm with you on that.
I don't know about that. I think that it's even more maddening.
You'd rather not know?
Because if you're sitting there, you're like, is this even working? Am I even getting 100%. Closer? At least if I know that I'm moving a person in line every 5 minutes, at least I know.
The best.
You can do the math. And say, okay, it's going to take me 4 hours, but I'm going to get there.
The best customer service is the one that says, we'll call you back. Some of those are really good.
I never really trust that.
Have you done it?
I have.
I've been pretty successful.
Yeah,
in those.
It's worked more often than not, but it's not customer service. Just should have paid your taxes on time. My takeaway from this is that you're a tax cheat.
During this holiday season, ESPN LA and Subaru are partnering with the Folds of Honor Foundation for our inaugural Lawn Drive-a-thon event. Proceeds raised will provide scholarships to families of America's fallen or disabled military and first responders. Event is taking place on Friday, December 9th at Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. If you'd like to participate and purchase a green fee, go to blackgoldgolf.com. That's blackgoldgolf.com. Love, it's what makes Subaru Subaru. A lot of good stuff going on here.
A lot. You got Brazil and Cameroon getting ready to kick off here in a little bit. Will we have that wild last half hour of the show again, Emily? Is there a lot on the line in the last part?
I got to look it up. I'll get all my stuff and ducks in a row. But this morning was pretty wild with Uruguay, South Korea, and Portugal.
So who's in? Portugal's
Ghana.
In?
Ghana. Portugal and South Korea went through.
Okay. And the Uruguay guys followed the refs out.
Like they were getting ready to kill him.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they like were chasing them. It was weird. It was
really
not a great look.
Imagine, I'm trying to think of imagine if Aaron Donald was an inch away from a referee's face and physically preventing him from moving forward and chased him all the way to the tunnel. That's what it looked like. It was
this,
really bizarre.
Is this with Suarez? Suarez is on that team, right?
He is.
He is. I don't know if he did bite anybody.
He did not bite anybody.
By the way, the difference between Aaron Donald chasing a ref is here the refs are actually probably bigger than the soccer players. I could see a referee actually standing up to him and be like, what are you doing?
It was pretty
I weigh
great.
80 pounds more than you.
All right, Lakers are, like you mentioned, Sleet, taking on the Bucks tonight. You had an interesting theory on if a thing happens tonight, what does it mean? It's coming up next. It's Travis Sleet, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Your show for all things World Cup. Christian Pulisic has been cleared.
He's good to go?
He is good to go. Right. That, according to Kyle Bonagura from ESPN, that he has been cleared to play in the round of 16 against the Netherlands, that per U.S. soccer. What'd you say?
I said that's per Rosenthal.
I'm gonna look into it.
You wouldn't care if he would have said that Pulisic is gonna go play for the Padres. You would have carried it around with you for the rest of your life. But that this is just the World Cup. You're like, eh, whatever. I don't really care who reports.
For sure,
it.
Ken.
Whatever you say, right? Whatever you say. Busy. So you got the Pac-12 championship tonight, got the Lakers and Bucks tonight. You got World Cup, USA, Netherlands tomorrow, full day of college football, full day of NFL football. We were talking a little bit about that. We had a little bit of a technical, what was that thing when they used to put it on TV when it would the station would go off the air for a second and they'd have the guy unplugging the thing, the little cartoon that they would pick up,
like the
or the guy would be drunk behind the camera. And you remember those things? They'd have like the pinwheel eyes and he'd be like, and be off the air.
It's like technical difficulties, but we're all good.
We are that. And then the guy would come up and he'd got like the bottle in one hand and the pinwheel eyes.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine.
We're back. But it should be a good weekend along the way.
Did you guys see this thing that's kind of circulating this morning with Drew Brees?
The lightning strike?
Yeah. There was a video that went around and was like being shared by somewhat reputable sources being like, oh, Drew Brees struck by lightning while filming a Points Bet USA commercial. And you're like, okay, this is weird. Just that headline makes you be like, oh, weird. Watch the video and you're like, this looks odd. And then, okay, Drew Brees is climbing up that cringe ranking for me. He comes, Drew Brees does his own little video saying, oh, wow, I'm just buzzing from a weekend of free bets from Points Bet. I hate this stuff. I hate when people are doing this kind of like viral things just to get attention. But did it fool you for 1 second?
No, but that means I'm also going to miss some things that are real. I assume everything I see online is fake. Sincerely, especially something like that. Because here's my default. Had Drew Brees been struck by lightning, it's everywhere, right? It's on ESPN, it's on CNN, it's everywhere that Drew Brees had been hit with a lightning strike. Not that the people he was shooting a commercial for tweet out and say, we'll be back with more news later. It's so obviously fake to me, but I'm sure at some point I'll miss something that is actually real that pops up on there.
But it's good marketing for, PointsBet to get, at least people know that they exist.
So when you say,
because I'll be honest,
you're asking the question of, is it, it's just for the mere fact that we brought it up.
I didn't say their name and I won't.
But
sorry.
It doesn't even matter whether you bring it up or not. Even if you just go that extra second to see what the heck it is,
Al,
it bothers me more than it's like, oh, that's good marketing.
I swear, I didn't even, I looked at him like, that's fake. I didn't know what it was for. I didn't know what, it's like, yeah, that's not real.
Just made a bet.
Had an NFL quarterback or a recently retired NFL quarterback and one of the worst broadcasters in the history of the world been struck by lightning, I feel like that would have been somewhere other than a random tweet from a betting company.
Maybe. But yeah, it's not as bad as the Danger Russ, the Russ Witch or whatever it's called.
Danger Witch.
Danger Witch.
Yeah,
gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. you are obviously of a different generation than I am. Do you tend to believe what you see, or are you skeptical?
As I've grown older, I think I've gotten more skeptical. But so you remember, like, what, 2 weeks ago when Elon Musk had just bought everything and then everyone could get that blue check mark? I was getting got.
Were you?
I was getting got, especially.
That was a tough one. About Taylor Swift. That was easy to get. That was easy to get fooled on that.
Do you, when you see something online, is your first reaction to believe it or not?
I think I believe.
Really?
And then I spend two more seconds looking into it, and I'm like, well, you shouldn't have believed that one. But
so we don't want Travis on if we need a Tinkerbell to be saved, or, you know,
no,
other things.
I'm not
that
your
we
guy.
Need to be believing. Yeah. So if there's any creature that needs believing, don't talk to Travis.
I am definitely not your guy for that. All right. So Lakers tonight in Milwaukee. What time do you start today, Slee?
3 p.m. We'll do a little pregame show action.
Oh, so you're just going to stay here. Are you,
there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, you're just going to go get a bite to eat, maybe?
I brought some lunch.
So yeah, you're just going to sit in the dark? go sit out.
Why does it have to be in the dark?
I don't know. You said I have nowhere to go. Eat over the sink. Try it. See if that works for you today. You said something interesting this morning. Like, basically, what if they win? And not impossible. AD's going to play. LeBron's going to play. Russ is going to play. It's not impossible.
Can I set it up more? Yeah, you're not expecting the Lakers. They're 2-6 on the road so far this year. You know their two wins are against on the road? Both San Antonio Spurs. They've played actually some quality opponents on the road. Golden State Warriors, the Phoenix Suns, the Clippers. I think one of those games was against Denver at Utah. They've played playoff teams pretty much for the most part on the road, except the San Antonio Spurs. So there is no... You know, I was going through the schedule, the six games, and I was trying to convince myself, you know what, maybe they can go 3-3 on this road trip. By the time I was done with the six games, I said 2-4, that the only wins they'd get on this six-game road trip were the Wizards. And by the way, they're 11-11, so it's not like the Wizards are awful. They're not. And the Pistons. Those are the only two that I could see that any other win outside of those two games is a surprise. I wouldn't be expecting them to win those games. If I went through their schedule and I told you, give me some quality wins for the Lakers this year, that Denver game, you could say, okay, that's a quality win. It was at Crypto. And even the Pelicans game, which they, you know, got really lucky. Dude misses two free throws when they're up three. But they won that game. They beat the Pelicans. There aren't really quality wins after that. Both of those came at Crypto. If they got a win to start off this six-game road trip in Milwaukee, Chris Middleton comes back. Got the second best record in the NBA due to the Milwaukee Bucks. I think they're 15-5. Giannis Antetokounmpo, probably another one of the leaders to go get MVP. If he doesn't, somebody, you know, he'll be right there in the chase. I'm not saying the world is going to change, but they would finally have one of those games, which I don't even feel like they had one of those last year all season. Okay? They'd finally have one of those games under their belt where you're like, that's a really good win for the Lakers. So I guess my question to you is, let's say they did pull off an upset and they beat the Milwaukee Bucks. Would you look at them any differently? They've already won six of their last eight games. They blew a game that they should have beat against the Pacers. It would have been 7-8. And if you started a road trip against the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee and got a W, I'm not telling you it's going to happen because I don't think it's going to happen. It would turn my head a little bit.
Eventually, the wins and losses are going to have to matter, right? You're going to have to win a certain amount of games to get into the playoffs or to get into the play-in or whatever it is. So winning and losing matters regardless of circumstance. But slide that over here for a second. I think it matters much more what it looks like than whether they just win or lose.
Because, so how? So what do you mean?
For instance, if let's say they lose. Let me start right there. But let's say the game, it's 110-108 and they lose because Giannis makes a bucket at the end. I'm going to feel pretty good about that. Right? Because that's not just that you lost the game and, okay, now we're whatever it be, we're five games under 500. It's, hey, that might be the best team in the league, and we went with them and we were toe-to-toe. If we can do that, we can play against just about anybody. That would be exciting. It'd be better if they won the game 110-108. Under that circumstance where they win it, yeah, it does mean something because it shows that it's in there. Now you just got to find a way to get it out there a little bit more consistently.
Does it matter how they win?
Yeah, it does to me.
Okay,
if they win the game, let's say Giannis gets in early foul trouble. Let's say he twists his ankle or something weird happens.
Let's say he stays healthy, but he has a bad game.
Like a really bad game. He has a 7-for-22 night or whatever it is where he's just not very good. Middleton comes in super rusty, looks totally off of his game, and the Lakers win because Milwaukee played bad. Take it for sure. Take it and run. But it doesn't make me think, hey, the Lakers are on to something. It just means Middleton was rusty, Giannis played like you know what, and keep it moving. I'll take the win for sure, but I think what it looks like is more important necessarily than the result.
Yeah, it's funny. When you break it down that way, because we've seen a lot of losses for the Lakers. And
don't get me wrong. If you win, great. But it doesn't change the way. I still think this team is a below-average basketball team. Mm-hmm. And if they just stumble into a victory, I'm not going to change my opinion. If they win the game because they're just better, a little bit different.
I think there's certain matchups. Even if you stumble into a win, and let's say the Bucks play awful, mm-hmm. and they're 4-for-25 from the right. three-point line. They have one of those games, right?
Sure.
Everybody has them. For the Lakers, it really doesn't even matter. That for them, just because they don't have a game like that.
Yeah, but
that
they still won't, in my opinion.
What do you mean? Say that again.
They'll have a win on their schedule against a good team, but they didn't beat a good team who was playing
Can
well.
I give you
That's
an example?
The
Can I give you an example? Lakers-Nuggets, that one game that the Lakers got. Nuggets didn't play well.
Right. That's a perfect example.
But they don't have... When you don't have – like Lakers have had games that they lost that they didn't play well, but nobody's saying, well, it's because they played bad. Maybe it's because you don't give them the benefit of the doubt.
No, but you just answered your own question. The difference is Denver is good. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee is good. I don't think the Lakers are. That's why you don't get the – well, we won. You just get the win because it goes in the column and you're going to need 35 of those to get into the play-in or whatever it is.
I think for a team that you just said it, they're a below-average team.
Yeah.
That even how you get a win against a good team, I think is important for them. I think that it could take them of, okay, maybe we got lucky in this one. Maybe if we played the Bucks again tomorrow, we're probably losing that game. But who cares? Who's the next opponent? Yeah. Maybe they could build off it.
Yeah,
I think they
kind of need
a little bit from that.
I'm going to need to see them play well against high-level competition several times before I think – they're anything other than a below-average team.
You don't have to do anything. Let December happen, and you'll see it one way or the other. Can we do this when we come back, Trev?
No.
There is I got to throw these stats at you because I think it's easy to forget about this. Giannis last year against the Lakers, you know how we've made a big deal in the past? In the past. Giannis AD, in the past. I got some stats for you of what that matchup looked like a year ago. As much as we want AD to be something against the elite of the elite, I got some stats I'm going to throw your way, and I think you'll be sitting back saying, what the hell? Is that even possible in the NBA? We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. Travis and Slee with 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Emily, I got a question for you. You said when we were talking about the fake lightning strike from Drew Brees.
Yeah.
You said that you got by mostly fake Taylor Swift news.
Yes.
What like what? What did you believe that turned out not to be true?
Okay, so for the context, this was before the tickets had come on sale. So this is like, this is in the prep. Like, I already had my group together, and we had our strategy for how we're going to get tickets. So there was something that came out, and it was like a fake, I don't know if it was a fake Ticketmaster account or a fake like Taylor Nation account, which is like what tweets out news about Taylor Swift stuff. And it was like, due to high demand, we are going to delay the sale, the pre-sale, to this date. And I said it to my group chat with my friends, and I'm like, well, this works out better for us. Like, it'll be on the Monday of Thanksgiving. Like, we won't have to do it during work hours. And then my friends were like, that's a fake parody account. I'm like,
yeah, Travis and I created that.
Okay, so you're kind of going, who gets the win in that? Like, what does whoever created that fake thing, what is in that? Are they asking you to click on a link so they can get a credit card number?
No,
like, what are they trying to do?
Didn't have any links. People are just trying to hurt my feelings. I think this is really what that whole
conspiracy to mess with your head.
Exactly. It was like they are capitalizing on how like vulnerable we were in that point in time that they could get it over on Swifties. And, you know, I fell for it because I was vulnerable to a lot of things. See, if they would have asked for a credit card, I probably would have given it.
I get that, Al. So we've all got it, right? You've gotten the email from the deposed Nigerian prince, right? That he's got lots of gold in his bank account, but he needs your credit card number first before he can get it out. And I get it. They're just trying to steal
from people. Just waiting for the transaction to come in. They're still processing.
I get it. They're criminals, but it makes sense to me, right? They're just trying. It's a scam to steal your money.
Do you ever see the scammers getting scammed?
I have that. I like that a lot.
It was pretty good.
It's very good. I don't get is like somebody just trying to yank Emily's chain on, hey, Taylor Swift tickets are going to be sold at 5 instead of 3. It's
like maybe they want to go to the pre-sale.
Set them off the trail.
Right. If there's
sitting
someone
at home.
But what's the advantage of that? I need
less
something
people in
the pre-sale.
Sitting at home like this, like what the hell did you do? You didn't accomplish anything.
Right. So like it's hard because, I think they just wanted less people in the pre-sale so that they had a better chance of getting tickets. But I listen to this podcast almost every week. It's one of her podcasts. It's called Scam Goddess. And I think that I'm like, I thought I was like protected against scams, but clearly not, because like each week she tells you like the scam of the week, what's out there in the streets, and then you have to be on the
lookout. Was Drew Brees getting hit by lightning on the scam of the week podcast?
Maybe next Monday it'll be out there. But
those scammers getting scammed, that's good.
It's good.
Well, it's always good when you see somebody that's trying to do something to somebody and the same thing gets done to them. That's always a
good
deal.
They're like, no, we know exactly what your location is. The guy's like, what the hell just happened? I'm getting scammed. How dare you?
Have you ever gotten played really badly? Not just like you believe something wasn't true, but you walked
down
the road.
Nothing like that.
Yeah, I've been lucky.
They target, I feel so bad too, they target elderly people that just, I have not, let's put it that way.
Kelvin, you remember Kelvin.
Yeah, of course.
I nearly had to attack him one day because he said, I click on everything that everybody sends me. I'm like, please stop doing that. Please don't do that. I don't want you to. He's like, well, what if it's real? It's not. Please don't. He's still to this day, we still go back and forth.
You don't use your ESPN email often, right?
Not very often.
Okay. No. So ESPN, they'll have, firewalls. They'll have things that are up like, hey, this one seems pretty fishy. Do not open that attachment. You know how bad I want to open it? When they tell you don't open it, I'm like, but can I just check? Don't open the email, Al. I'm like, all right, fine.
Yeah, it's funny because my parents nowadays, they just...
Don't tell me not to, and then all of a sudden I'm like...
Well, it's like the sign, don't spit in the drinking fountain. What's the first thing you want to do? I'd like to spit in the drinking fountain now.
Right. I'm like my parents' fishing wall because like my parents will text my family group chat and be like, hey guys, like I got this link. I don't know if it's true or not. And like, we're like, no, mom.
Only one way to find out, right?
What's the worst thing that could happen?
They're just in your computer and then in your accounts.
You need my social security number and my social security. Here you go. You can have the whole thing. So what's Giannis done to AD?
Okay,
I have a feeling this is going to bum me out.
Listen. AD and Giannis, obviously they go up against each other twice a year. And AD, even though he missed as many games as he missed last season, he's there for both matchups against the Bucks. Okay? Anthony Davis last year, I'll give you his numbers. He was 9 of 15 from the field in the first game.
Okay, 6 misses.
Okay, not bad, right?
Pretty good.
18 points, 9 rebounds. It's nothing impressive. If you got 18 points off 9 field goals, that means you didn't get to the free throw line or you didn't hit any free throws. If tonight AD had 18-9 in 37 minutes against Giannis, Lakers are losing the game.
Oh, for sure.
They just are. Okay, second game they played was in February. He was 8 of 10 from the field. He had 22 points and 9 rebounds. So on average against Giannis, he had 20 points and 9 rebounds in the two matchups. He only took 10 shots in one game, only took 15 shots in another game. All right? So nothing to really, be crazy about as far as his performance. Well, I know Giannis' stats against, okay? Have you seen this stat line before? They had a game in November of last year. 18 of 23 from the field. 47 points and 9 rebounds.
It's a good night.
Okay. It's against Anthony Davis, who's... It's not the conversation today, but at one point there was a conversation between these two players. There was actually a point after Lakers won the championship.
Anthony Davis has always been considered a pretty good defender.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. One of the best two-way players in the league.
Sure.
The next game they played against each other, that's the game on February 8th that I was talking about. 17 of 20 from the field was Giannis. 44 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. He averaged 45.5 points a game last year against the Lakers with Anthony Davis on the other side, and 12, 13 rebounds somewhere around there, and about 6 assists. Did you hear what I just said? Like, those aren't real stats.
Those are video game numbers.
You know what that is?
The NBA Jams. Nicely done, Taylor.
Do you know what that is? That is Shaq in his absolute dominant phase. You got one guy averaging, what did I say on Anthony Davis? 20, 19 points, whatever he's averaging. You got the other guy averaging 45 against you, and I'm also going to put 12 rebounds. I'm also going to put 6 assists. The reason why I want to point out those stats don't happen often. And if when AD was having those unbelievable games, those 4 games in a row, right? Those unbelievable stats. It was happening against Brooklyn without a center. It was happening against the Pistons without Isaiah Stewart. It was happening against the Spurs without a center. Yakupora was out. I use that as an example because Giannis is doing it against arguably, you know, this is supposed to be one of the best big men in the NBA. AD stats, I'm not saying they're not amazing that he put up in those 4 games.
They're all right.
But you know how you're sitting back and you're saying, Al, I don't want to just see that the Lakers, I want to see how they play against good teams. Mm-hmm. I want to see how AD performs against some of these good players or these MVP caliber players.
So a couple of things here. The biggest takeaway that you're talking about is you say, well, AD's, but he's not. You know, he's supposed to be. He's not. Those tell you he's not.
No, he's not. No, and so, I'm not going to sugarcoat that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah. He's just not.
It's
that
Embiid,
guy
it's Jokic,
right now.
And Giannis.
For
those are the three.
He's
big
not
men
in that
in
category.
NBA.
You also brought up Shaq, which I think is interesting. Shaq, Bird, Jordan, Kobe, others for to be sure. They have those moments where it's like, I'm going to kill this blanker blanker. I'm going to embarrass this guy. They said something. They did something. Somebody else said that they're better than me. Mm. That there's something in the universe that's like, oh, you think so? Watch this. And they go out there and they're angry and they destroy somebody.
Yep. They take it personal.
They take it. One time Shaq, the Clippers didn't give Shaq the amount of tickets that he requested.
Yeah, it was on his birthday. Right. And he asked for tickets and they didn't give him the tickets.
Right. So he went out there and scored like 70.
Dropped 60.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, okay. I think that's part of what Giannis does to AD. Like, oh, you guys think this guy was a part of this? Watch this. Let me show you what best in class looks like. I'm that. He's not. He takes it personally, like you're talking about. I don't know what I would do if all of a sudden Anthony Davis showed up and took something personally. I would love to see it. I would love to see that. Wait, you think that guy is better than me? You think that I'm not in that class? Watch this. Watch what I do to Jokic. Watch what I do to Embiid. Watch what I do to Giannis or whoever it is. Watch me. And it's not. It's the other thing. It's that thing when the confrontation happens. One guy goes, not a chance. I'm going to punch you right. And then the other guy, whoa, take it easy. We're okay. AD's the second guy. AD's that guy that when it's that moment to make a stand, to dig your feet in, doesn't always do it. I don't want to say doesn't always do it. Frequently does not do it, especially when it's one of the other guys you're supposed to compete with. Giannis, that's not a coincidence. The Giannis is a great player, but even by Giannis standards, that's above and beyond.
45
that's what I mean.
And 12.
That is a, you guys think that guy
in those
is in my class?
Last year.
Watch this. Bird did it. Shaq did it. Jordan did it. Kobe did it. Oh, you're the Kobe stopper? Okay. Mm-hmm. Get ready. Get ready for it. AD doesn't have that gear.
So it's funny because last year Lakers had a game against the Sixers. Same road trip, right? There's like these road trips all fall in the same, kind of the same window. They end up playing the Bucks and the Sixers and the Wizards. It's all in this like 6-game road trip. AD's had really, really good games against Embiid. He had one last year against Embiid. He's also had really good games against Jokic. But Giannis is the guy. That's the class of the NBA.
Yep.
Giannis won a championship,
yep,
you know, 2 years ago. And that's not to take away. AD won his championship. But
I would love to see him mad, Slee. I would love to see him mad. Like, not
be amazing.
Not
I know what you mean.
Not just have a great game, which he does frequently.
Back and forth.
just get mad and carry it around and have, there was never a question when Larry Bird was trying to humiliate somebody.
Yeah.
You knew it. When Michael Jordan wanted to humiliate someone, he was going to do it. Mm-hmm. Giannis. He has great games, but there's never that, okay, yeah. That's really cute that you think that you're on my level. Shaq would go out there and just absolutely take your spirit.
AD averaged 20 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists last year against Giannis. Giannis averaged 45.5, 11.5, 5.5 in those two games.
AD's performance is about what his averages are, more or less close, and Giannis is next otherworldly. Level. He's otherworldly. Next he level. Goes to a totally different
You know why
level.
He goes to next level? Because you're on the other side of the floor.
Right. Oh, watch this. I'm going to break you. I would love to see AD do it. I have a feeling I'm not going to see it, and I'm certainly not going to hold my breath. Ask Slee. Coming up next, Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. That's the phone number if you'd like to get in with a phone call, ask Slee. Of course, you can send them to me at Twitter, on Twitter, I should say, at Travis Rogers, at Alan Sliwa, at Emily Hebel. Let's start with this one. This is from John in Huntington Beach. And John writes, if you had one of the below, quote, habits of Travis, which one would freak out Lady Slee the most?
Okay. Already interesting. Yep.
Grocery store grazing. I'll nibble on some things as I go about my way.
I think she'd be like, what are you doing? But I don't think the world would end.
It wouldn't freak her out.
Yeah, it wouldn't freak her out.
Sleeping naked.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. That'd be interesting.
Using the orangest dial bar of soap for the full shower experience. Those are the three options.
Sleeping naked.
Get. Yeah?
Yeah. Want to throw some shorts on, buddy?
We usually wear like long johns with a little flap in the back.
No, I gotta do shorts and a t-shirt. Even if it's freezing, it doesn't matter. I need to breathe a little, and then just
that's
use,
exactly
you know,
what I need. I need to breathe a lot,
like some Lakers shorts,
Lakers kind of jammies,
shorts? Some regular
jean shorts,
regular or boxer briefs,
shorts.
Right? Doing boxer briefs. Taylor, what are you sleeping in?
Last night, t-shirt, boxers.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I don't know. I have a lot of questions about this. You grew up in a place that's very cold. You grew up in a
heat though.
I understand, but you also grew up in a rural environment.
Heat.
Yes.
Yeah. Very.
Okay. Like I understand that it's been 200 years, give or take. But every time I picture somebody growing up in the environment that you grew up in, I picture
like a
little house on the prairie with the flap long johns. Are those like a real thing? Or do those like actually exist? Yeah. With the two buttons at the small of your back and you unhook them and you're good to go?
As a young boy, yeah. I was known to wear long johns.
No, they seem highly functional. I understand. I just... never have actually
heated
owned
blankets
a pair.
Are also a plus.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I would
never had to
take
use
my
any
skin
of this.
Off at that.
Never
point.
Had to use this. Boxer briefs. Definitely, I'd rather be cold than hot when going to bed. And take our chances.
Unfettered
from that.
Is the key. All right, let's go with John again. John says you can have hair again, but you must style your hair with one of the following permanently.
Okay,
you have to choose one of these three: bleached hair. So think like.
Yep, high school basically.
Oh, you had bleached hair in
high
school?
Not me, but it was like a thing.
Oh,
people
okay.
would bleach their hair in high
Frosted
school.
Tips.
Yeah.
Cornrows or dreads?
I'll go dreads.
I'm trying to like picture you
it's the reggae.
With the dreads.
It's, the it's within the community.
I know you like the music. I know that you are a fan of the community, but you don't look like you're a member of the community.
Completely right, which is why I need dreads. So I can fit in.
Reggae is all-inclusive.
Yeah. Reggae is all-inclusive. So we'll go dreads. But if you said...
Did you ever consider frosting your hair in high school? That was your first impulse to say that. I'm like, was there ever that, I want to, but my friends will make fun of me, my mom or dad
no,
will
No, actually,
hate
a lot
it.
A lot of my friends would bleach their hair. I don't know why that was a phase. That was a real phase in high school.
It was NSYNC or Backstreet Boys or whatever.
No,
was
actually, it wasn't even that. It was also just like some of that...
Home Improvement?
It was some of the Limp Bizkit, like that kind of rock, whatever the heck that was.
New metal.
I would not. I never considered it.
I would like to see that. I think that you should grow
I
your
considered.
Hair out.
I'll tell you what I considered. Which this was a thing in El Cajon.
You should look like Eminem.
This was a thing in El Cajon. Getting a lifted truck.
Oh, yeah.
You know that little
good.
California lift? No, listen. I had a Nissan Frontier.
Okay. Nice truck.
1998, not exactly the not the truck, but it's an okay truck.
Okay,
but in 1998, it looked like it was it shouldn't be a truck. Like, it just doesn't. It's too small. The engine's too small.
It's like a Sentra with a bed.
Yes, basically. And everybody who was lifting their truck, they got an F-150. They got like a Tacoma. They got, you know, kind of nicer trucks.
Chevy Silverado, Al.
Chevy Silverado.
Thank you.
But this, I remember even telling my mom one time, like, hey, I'm going to lift my truck. She's like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, to be honest with you, I'm not sure what I'm talking about, but I'm going
to
lift my truck.
Were you asking your parents to pay for it?
I think I was going to... I would pay, but the way it was kind of set up, any money I made at Kennedy Recreation Center, that check went straight to my family. It just went straight to my parents. My parents wouldn't spend it. They would just kind of save it on the side for me. Well, if I wanted access to that money, I had to go through my parents.
Yeah.
16 years old. What are they? Right. What do you need? Whatever it is.
I want to lift my truck.
I need to lift a truck. Yeah. Conversation.
Couldn't they at least let you buy a sticker of that little kid taking a whiz in the Clippers logo? Come on.
I hate those things.
I forgot about that. That's so funny. The way he just described it, it was perfectly mine. Nobody really cared about the Clippers back then. They weren't good. It wasn't a problem.
That, Emily, when your reaction was, I hate those things, I'm with you on that, because that I like them, but for a reason that I think you'll appreciate. It very quickly lets me know I'm not your type of guy.
Yeah, exactly who you are.
It is a clarion call for I don't like you. I don't know anything about you. I don't even care what is being peed on. It's just that's your deal is not my deal. You should get several of them out.
Seven. I'm going to put them on my rental car right now. Still rental car. By the way, still no idea when I get my car back.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. No information.
Nothing? Not even check in next week?
Check in next week, but they're not even working on the car yet. They're waiting for parts.
Such a bad time, too, with holidays coming up.
Yeah, supply chain.
Yeah, exactly.
Supply chain's down again. I'd like that's going to be the excuse for everything. If two vegetarians get into an argument,
this is good.
Jason do they Levine. Have beef? It's from Jason Levine.
They have tofu.
Yeah, they have a vegan burrito.
They have soy chorizo.
I feel like vegans would be very non-confrontational. I don't think that they'd have beef.
Vegans are confrontational. If you try to go at their way of life and veganism, they confront you about it. And they also
at dinner,
they'll judge you. And then they confront you about your lifestyle choices. This is also very personal to me.
I'm sure you guys have done this.
I've never had that happen once in my life.
I'm sure you guys have done this. You've gone to an all-vegan restaurant or
not? I have not.
You've never been to an all-vegan restaurant?
An all-vegan restaurant, I have not.
Look at Travis.
I have. Have you? Have you guys?
I have gone to places that are plant-based.
Follow your heart in the valley.
I've been to places that has vegan items on the menu.
They're really good.
I'm sure they are.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Now I won't go there on a continuous basis. But
bean burger.
I've had vegan food. Key has brought in some things that were delicious. I love it.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Any issues with it?
No.
It's good food.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's
I just
fine.
Can't. I can't. Like, I'll be the same guy that will also...
I would really like somebody to attack me for eating a taco. I'd really like to see how that goes.
I've also had on my plate where, like, something is vegan, and then next to the vegan, I also have ground beef. It's like, what do you want me to do? They both taste good.
Have you been to Switzerland?
I have.
You
no,
have?
No, I have not. I know what you were going at because I saw what you were looking at.
Yeah, I just... So Switzerland's getting ready to play. Who's in this match? Do we know? Switzerland is playing who? I just saw the
Mexico.
Swiss flag.
Serbia.
Switzerland's playing Serbia. I have questions.
We should go.
I have questions about Switzerland. That they've got the Matterhorn and those long wooden horns. That's all I really know. And that they like to stay out of things. That's
and
all.
They got cheese.
And they've got cheese
and
banks.
Nice. And all hidden money it runs through.
Yeah, and banks, right?
We know a lot about them.
More than I thought. But I have some other questions as well. All right. We've got Pac-12 championship game tonight, SC and Utah. We know what it means if they win. What if they don't? That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.